This is Twit.
If you've ever been to a restaurant or a dining hall that has one of those Coca-Cola machines where you can walk up to it, you put your drink in the middle, and you hit a button to put in some ice, and then from there, you can tap on the screen to choose the beverage that you want, and then you can tap on it even more to add flavor shots, so you could have like a vanilla root beer or a Diet Coke with lime or half Dr. Pepper, half, I don't know, Sprite. And then it's called the, what is it called? The Coca-Cola Freestyle, which basically just lets you make any drink that you want. Let's take that idea and make it breakfast. That is what Kellogg's is doing. Kellogg's is partnering with the company called Chowbotics. Which it's interesting. We talked about it on this show. Chowbotics was purchased or was acquired by DoorDash. And so it's now a division of DoorDash. But Chowbotics makes these kinds of machines, does automated food service type stuff. And so they have made the Kellogg's Bowl Bot, which is going to be used in dining halls, like at colleges. And what it lets you do is create a breakfast out of cereal. So you choose your cereal and then you can add toppings to it. So you can have, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and I want to put some strawberries on there. And I'd also like a dash of cinnamon. I don't know if exactly those things will work, but they do talk about fresh fruits and nuts that you can add on top of them. And it'll make a custom bowl of cereal for you. And then, of course, as I did when I was a kid, I would pull out like all six boxes of cereal that mom had bought, and then a little of this, little of that, little of that, little of that, and, you know, have a bowl of cereal that's got all this stuff in it. So you'll be able to make your cereal bowl with the Kellogg's Bowl Bot. This is fun. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, I might have to enroll myself at Florida State University or the University of Wisconsin-Madison, because that's apparently where it's going. I want one of these in my kitchen. If they can like condense it down into a much smaller size, then I will take that. You know, I can have a couple of jars of different cereal there. That'll work for me. I'd love it.
Yeah, it says there are 22 different ingredient options, including milk or yogurt as a base. So you can have like a yogurt and then throw some granola on top of that and then have some banana chips. It says, let's see, like any pizza parlor offering a respectable list of toppings, the Bowl Bot also offers a menu of several predetermined mixes for those who can't make up their minds. Get this. About last night, as the mix is called, mixes Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Crave cereals with chocolate drops, banana chips, and espresso syrup. A true breakfast of champions. So you can imagine that will help you with your hangover with the potassium in there and the higher protein level. It's got quite a bit of sugar, so be careful, but that's interesting. And then there's the Hawaii 5-0, which blends frosted mini wheats and Bare Naked Fit triple berry granola with coconut, mango, and pineapple. Yum! That sounds amazing. I want to make that just in my own home. I want a cereal bot.
Yeah, my only quibble is it's $3 for a regular bowl of cereal, and it's $6.50 for a, you know, complete, fully decked about last night, or probably the Hawaii 5-0. It's kind of a shame. I may have to just stick to my multiple boxes and scooping stuff out approach. Oh, well.
Yeah, I am my own cereal bot.